chapter 3, Mishnah 4, Kayotzibo, similar to the case of the previous Mishnah, this Mishnah is now going to go into if you tithe something before it becomes liable for tithing. And this Mishnah is a repetition of Payah, chapter 4, Mishnah 8, exact word for word repetition. But, in case we've forgotten, HaMakdish Barusav Atshilo Boel Onas HaMasras, if one dedicates his produce to the temple before the time for tithing arrives. Now, there were two times that this Mishnah could possibly be talking about. There's a debate as to which time it's talking about. One is the point in its growth cycle, the produce, where it becomes liable to tithing. And the other one, it could be, is when its work is complete. Right? So, but whichever point you're talking about, if the person dedicates his produce before that point, and then padan, and then he redeems it as well before that point arrives, meaning when the point of in the point in time arrives, it's in his domain. He owns it. Chayavin. So he has to tithe it properly because it's his produce, it's his property. Umishibola in a samasra, a similar case is that if he dedicates it to the temple after the time arrives, upadan, and then redeems it back, chayavin. So he's also obligated because when the time arrived, it was still in his domain. But Higdishan Achilo Nigmaru, but if he dedicates it to the temple before that point in time, and then Ugmaran Hagizbar, the temple treasurer, completes the process, meaning that at the point that it becomes liable for tithes, at that point in time, it's not his, it's the temple's. And if you recall, we said that the temple property, you don't tithe. In this case over here, V'achakach Padan, even if he redeems it afterwards, Peturin, it is exempt from tithing. Shebishyas Chayvasan Hayu Peturin. At the time that it was rendered liable, it was exempt from tithing.